Sanitarie d'Abbia, mobile.
Going by some Bradford pear trees here. They're turning from sticks to violet flowers. Big, big blooming flowers.
They're in full bloom, as they say.
Green coming through all that brown grass, too. It's been brown all winter. Kind of nice to get out of the house every now and then. What you up to?
Got my belly full and headed back to the house. Then I'm going to start some more of my wife's chores. Trying to get the camper ready to go this weekend down to the beach.
But I notice there's a lot of people starting to take vacation now. What is it? School's not over till June the 3rd, right?
You're right, yeah. So I don't have any children, per se, that I have to worry about. It's me, myself, I, and my wife.
So you're beating the crowd out there. You're going to get out there and get it done and get back before it gets crowded.
Kids were off this week, and they'll all be coming back. So then if they haven't torn the place up, it'll be kind of quiet down there for me.
That's a good way to do that. Plus you get to check on things, make sure nothing was demolished.
Yeah. And see, prices won't be outrageous yet, because they won't go up till a little bit later. But now, they'll be up in June when I go back, but they'll be back down in September when I go back down there for a week and a half, because Gail's going to be retired at the end of August, so we're going to extend our stay.
I've been contemplating that word, but my wife doesn't want me to do that just yet. She wants me to keep working. Oh, well, crack that whip. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. I guess when you get out there wanting to run a boat across the ocean, doesn't unnerve you any at all? It's not unnerving to see all that water and not have a transmitter in your hand?
Well, I think of it this way. There's a lot of wind and a lot of big waves, and it won't let us run. So, yeah, I look at it that way.
Kind of like me when I look up the weather report and I'm going to go flying on Saturday, and it says 17, 18, 20 mile an hour gusts. So, I'll find something else to do.
Yeah. Years ago when I was flying, get home from church, and while I was eating dinner, I'd look around at the top of the trees to see how bad they were moving, and grab everything and take off over to Pelzer, to our little fly field over there, and say, okay, man, let's go at it, see what we can do.
Well, that's like I'll go in there every now and then where Amy is, and she's got this portal window that she can look out of to see the trees, and she'll look out the window when I walk in the room, and she'll look at me, and then she'll look out the window, and if they're not moving around, she'll ask me if I'm going flying, and if they're moving around, she won't even ask questions. She already knows the answer.
Well, see, at this point, you need to get a bigger airplane, you know, like 9 feet, 10 feet wide, put some Zenoa motors on there, then the wind won't bother you quite as bad.
I noticed there's this one guy that's on YouTube, and the place that he flies at, he's got some trees that are really, really tall, and when it's really windy, he'll fly multi-rotors on one side of those trees because I guess they block the wind off. I don't know, but I kind of picked up on that after a while. That's a good idea. Surround an airfield with trees like that, and you can go flying anytime.
It happens with some of the guys that's running the Weed Eater motors. Their boats are, you know, 54, 64 inches long, so they can hit a wave and keep on getting it. They just go up there a little higher and they come back down. As long as they don't roll over, they're good to go.
What you mean? Back when I was flying 60-size helicopters, if the wind was blowing, the helicopters came out. Because a 60-size helicopter, those egg beaters can beat the wind to a pulp. They don't care. They fly right through it, like it's not even there. They don't have a whole lot of surface area, but they've got a lot of mass and a lot of gyro, and they eat the wind up. Anyway, I'm sitting here at the parking lot in Ingalls. I got to run in here and get some groceries. Catch you on the way out, unless you're checking your inside of your eyelids out. N4MMW, W4DJW.
The eyelids won't be checking out until about 9 o'clock tonight. I'm going out to camp, I'm going to put some shells in the bathroom. I got them cut out, and all I got to do is put my little anchors in the side walls and set them in there, so I'm going to be measuring and putting screws in. Take care, bud. I'm going to come up there one of these days and aggravate y'all while you're flying. And so y'all take care. N4MMW Mobile.
Catch you later. W4DJW clear.